And she said, they tried to sedate me and put me on a ventilator. And she's a doctor. So she said, look, I do not have hypoxia. It's wrong for you to put me on a ventilator. Don't put me on a ventilator. And then a doctor and two nurses tried to forcibly put her on a ventilator. So there was a struggle. And she managed to tear herself away and escape onto the balcony and call for help. She said that while as they were struggling, that this oxygen went on her face and that it was stinky oxygen. And she said that where it went on her skin, it burned her skin. Could there have been tampering with oxygen tanks to produce the panic and the mortality statistics and so on?
All these buildings has created a gas pipe that is connected to nothing. Right here. The rest of the building, the air conditioning, hot water, electrical and that. What's this one here? It's through the wall. It's through. That's going to come through the ventilating. Alright. Are they going to gas this in the
woods? Did you personally administer any COVID-19 vaccinations?
I'm sorry?
Did you personally administer any COVID-19 vaccinations?
Yeah, I did.
Do you know that you may be personally liable and prosecuted under the Nuremberg Code?
Yeah, no, it's a thing here, and I've gone through, and I have... I know what you're doing here, and I'm with you.
You may have some deaths on your hands, too.
Yeah,
how many did you administer?
I don't know.
Yeah, rough estimate?
Don't know.
Okay. Because, you know, it's recently come out, you know, that the COVID was a hoax, and the shots are for depopulation. So, it's really bad what happened, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people fell for it. And, you know, it's killed millions of people. It's like permanently disabled, you know, millions, so
yeah,
worldwide. So,
and that's why the only reason why I did it is because my company's liable for that, not for me, because I was forced to administer. I'm with you. So,
yeah.
That's why I made sure it was beforehand. I told them that I was going to take responsibility for it. Told them that if they wanted me to administer it, they were on the hook for it, not me, because they told me that was a term of employment. So,
okay,
got you covered. Thanks.
Interesting. Thank you. Very interesting revelations there. Very interesting. You heard that.
I'm a double vaccinated healthcare worker, and I'm a freedom fighter. There's so many of us out there that weren't awake when we took the jab, and we regret it, and we know all this information, and it's terrifying. It's terrifying to be this awake and to regret our decisions. And today, I go for a second mammogram for suspicious findings. And I'm terrified because I know the risks, and every day I wake up in fear. So go easy on us, okay? Because there's so many of us out there. And we're scared. And we need to come together, all of us. I love you.
And this gets very strange because things ain't what it seems, and these people are not who they say they are. This priest, we literally have to go into this to show you what he may be is showing up.
All right, look at this, y'all. Look, as I zoom into his arm, like, you see some green looking stuff. Like, don't be distracted on this part. Check again though, because we gotta look back at this. Like, I zoom in and you see this greenish looking reptile structure.
But the thing is it real or fake? But they're saying this thing has washed up. They found it, they put it on the table, and you know they'll never say that these things exist. So that's why me and you have to look at this right now to see what the heck is going on, and I'll give you the backstory on it.
Take a look at this thing. Is it looking hyper-realistic to you? Another Buru mermaid was caught, the story says, dead. off the coast of Atlantic Ocean. After disinfecting it, it was studied, then cut. And you see in the background, it got the little thing where the medic put you on. It has human and fish organs. Its purpose is unknown, but believed to be a guard near underwater reptilian castles where high-ranking deities reside. I'm still shook on this one. I'm not sure. Also got this strange footage of Biden's eye. And when you look at this, you notice something starts to make a significant change. Let's look. Okay, so look closely at his pupil. As he continues to talk, you're going to notice that it's looking at it right now. You can see it's circular and it's looking like it's moving. So just take a close look and listen right here.
His eyeball changing look. Like a,
no other ID, cat's no eye insurance, order. No state residency requirement.
Like a reptilian eye.
My administration has been planning for this possibility,
you see it?
Mm-hmm. This scenario for months.
It's we purchased enough
so that when your 8-month mark comes up, you'll be ready.
I had to look at this over 3-4 times just to see it, but I can see clearly now. Can you?
Boy section?
Right there.
This
is right here.
This is the boy section?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Is this the boy section too?
Yes.
You gotta be kidding me. Wow. This is the boy section. Oh, hey, we got a boy shirt. Hold on. This is the boy section. We're in the boy section. Ma'am, is this, you gotta be kidding me, is this the boy section too?
That is for boys.
Now if this ain't pushing the agenda, I don't know what is. This is sick. Target, do better. Yes, we're at Target. Look at this. So you can look like your sister.
Something strange is happening in our world, and if you're not spiritually asleep, then you can clearly see that the enemy is strategizing. I want to expose one of his angles of attack. The enemy is causing confusion around identity. Let's be real, it's a spiritual attack. But I'm not just talking about the world's confusion around how God created them. I'm talking about saints of God who don't know their identity in Christ. Here are signs a believer doesn't fully understand their identity. They constantly question their salvation, have an unhealthy fear of demonic power, see trials as a sign that they're abandoned by God, forget they have the Holy Spirit in them, think that God doesn't want to be near them. They accept spiritual bondage as a normal part of the Christian walk and live with their past hanging over their heads. The devil is a liar. You are a child of the I Am. You are loved with an everlasting love, seated in heavenly places, imputed with righteousness, filled with Holy Spirit power, and more than a conqueror. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. God did not create you to live with torment in the mind. Perfect peace belongs to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's pray right now. Father, I lift that one to you now who is asking for peace of mind. I come against all demonic attacks in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against every lie spoken over them. I come against every distraction, every fear. And I pray, Lord, that your peace would flow through them and cause them to rest in your presence. Let them sense you in the room with them now. Perfect peace in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. I want you to say it because you agree. Say, amen.
Oh, dear. A couple of young hunters are out scouting the countryside for deer. They search and film through a camera with a long-range lens. When suddenly the hunter catches something That is just weird.
Respond while we're watching them.
All right.
How do you track them?
There's two more black dots. Cody, how do you turn this on? Oh, what the crap? Is that a guy? The frick?
What the f***?
What was that?
He's walking creepy.
Dude, that was a skinwalker. What?
Follow him. Follow
I videoed it. What the frick? That was a skinwalker.
No. What?
Even in the distance and with the bad video quality, it is obvious that some strange, large, misshapen figure seems to be chasing the deer and running at an inhumanly fast speed. The unidentified figure looks humanoid in shape, but appears to run on all fours like an animal. The guys are confused and laugh it off, but are baffled by what they just captured. The hunters still have no idea what they filmed to this day.
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters. Zaha Hadid was a famous architect from Iraq. Right, some interesting buildings she's built and designed, I mean. Blah-bitty, blah-bitty, blah. I'll just get to the point that she hides her hand in her coat the way a Freemason would do. If you've been watching this channel for a little while, you should have no doubt in your mind that the world is indefinitely run by Freemasons. Other secret societies as well, but it seems to be one big organization. Freemasonry seems to be the head of the cult. I mean, club. Freemasonry, the god of such, is Lucifer the Lightbearer. This is deception. God warns us of this in the Bible. Satan can masquerade as an angel of light. Lucifer means Lightbearer. In Freemasonry, they seek light and more light and yet more light, moving up in degrees. It's the false light of Lucifer, who is Satan, the father of lies, the enemy of God, of Christians, and of everyone. So another person that is famous for some reason, they're a famous architect, or they were, they passed away, they are doing the hidden hand of a Freemason. Please use your discretion and discernment in all things. God bless you, everyone.
Last year when you were here in Covina, you prayed for me. And a year and a half ago, my right lung had collapsed. It had pretty much burst. And I had to have emergency surgery where part of my lung was removed. I couldn't breathe. I was a very different person. And when I came to one of your meetings, I was completely healed. And you said that God gave you a vision that he gave me a new lung.
So how did your lung collapse?
Just spontaneously, no reason. Doctors couldn't find a reason as to why it happened. At the time of prayer, I couldn't breathe. I had incredible pain, the right side of my chest. I was pretty much just hunching over, and I couldn't even lift up my one-year-old baby.
I remember you, and I remember saying the Lord's given you a new lung. Yes. So what did you feel happen when God gave you a new lung?
Fire. There was fire, and it felt like it was exiting my body.
What was exiting your body?
I think probably things that I was holding on to.
So you felt this fire going through you, and then when did you start breathing through your right lung?
Immediately.
Wow. What was it like, you know, you couldn't breathe in your lung, and suddenly you can breathe?
It was incredible. There's no feeling like it.
So you want to show us how you can breathe deeply?
I couldn't even lift my arms.
Wow.
I can do so much. And I carry my 2.5-year-old now, and I play with her in the park. God is good. I'm here because God is good.
So before you couldn't hold your baby?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't hold my baby. I couldn't take care of my baby. I needed people to take care of me.
So physically, what can you do?
I can do stretches, and I can, like I said, take care of my baby and take care of my family and live the life that God wants me to live.
And you know in heaven that there's spare parts, their lungs and hearts. So you received a heavenly lung, okay? and it was put in by angels. Okay? So, when I look at you spiritually, you're not the same person as you were before, because you are now a temple of praise, of thanksgiving and gratitude, and you will be for the rest of your life. You are marked as a person of praise.
Amen.
You know, if you went back to the doctor and if they examined that lung, they'd be very surprised, because it is not the same lung that they saw. I'm telling you, it's not the same. It's a different lung.
It's a new lung. It's a heavenly lung.
Amen.
Amen.
Spärre den borta.
Alltså, för helvete!
Du bara släppte den?
Ja!
Huvudvärken. Borta.
Alltså, nej,
det är inte mindfuck. Nej, det är inte mindfuck. Vi är troende. Vi tror på Gud. Vi tror på Jesus. Och min kära broder Jonathan bad bara i Jesu namn att du skulle bli frisk.
Tacka Gud.
Så det är Gud, det är Jesus du ska tacka.
Klarar du inte, du kommer nämna.
Oh my god.
What the fuck?
Jag kommer inte kunna sova.
Men du, om du inte kan sova sen ikväll, vet du vad du kan göra då?
Vadå?
Då har du en hel natt på dig och bara prisa Herren. Bara be och tacka. Tack Jesus. Tack Jesus för att du tog bort min nackspärr, att du tog bort mitt illamående och huvudvärk. Bara prisa Jesus och be att han kommer in i ditt liv. Be att du vill också höra hans röst och få känna honom. Och
lära. Alltså, sjukt mycket.
Det var tufft va?
Ja, tack.
Jesus älskar dig, så du vet det.
Ja, jag gillar honom väldigt mycket just nu.
Ja, det är underbart. Amen.
Tack.
Oh, yes. You will be. Sergeant, what? 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 What